Okay, so let's start. So this week's parsha is in Tzav Vayelech. It's actually the shortest reading of the year, the laning of the year. The Tzav is 40 and Vayelech is 70 altogether. Vayelech is with and Tzav is 30 and is Vayelech, so it's 70 altogether. Anyway, so Ashishi on Parshas Nitzavim says like this: Ki Mitzvah Zayis, very unclear series of pesukim. This mitzvah, Asher Neichi Mitzav Chayim, Loi Nifleis Imimcha. It's not Rashi says Lemchusihi. It's not concealed from you. V'Loi Rechayki. It's not distant from you. Loi VaShemayim Hi. It's not in Shemayim Lema that a person could say Mi Yalu Lano VaShemayim. A person go up to Shemayim and get it. V'Yichal Lano VaYashmiru Oisav VaNaseno. Loi Mei VaYam Hi. It's not Mei VaYam. Lamer mi yavalonu asayam, that a person could say, who's going to get it from across the ocean? Vika chalonu viashmenu aysavin aseno. It's not, it's close to you. Ki karv elecha adav amiri beficha ulav levavcha lasayse. That's the series of psukim. But the Torah doesn't say what we're talking about. What mitzvah are we talking about? Ki a mitzvah hazayis, what mitzvah are we talking about here? So this is a machlokus rishonim in the pirushim in the Torah. There's different pirushim over here. Okay, so first Rashi. Rashi says, Loi b'shemayimi, it's not b'shemayim. She'ilu ha'isa b'shemayim, if it was b'shemayim, ha'isa tzarech lalis achre l'lamda. You hear that? Hashem is telling you it's a good thing. Torah is not in the Shemayim. So according to Rashi, we're referring back to Torah. Torah is not in the Shemayim. If the Torah would be in the Shemayim, you'd have to go after it and get it. So according to Rashi, this parsha is talking about limud ha'Torah. There's actually a story on this. It's printed, and I've mentioned to you, Reb Chaim Volozhin had a brother who died very young. His whole life he was sick and weak, and he ended up dying young, Reb Zalman Volozhin. And I've spoken about him in the past in the shir. Anyways, over there in the Sefer Tol Sadam, which was printed right after he was nifter, a couple of years after he was nifter, and it was printed in the time of Reb Chaim Volozhin. So the stories are authenticated. The stories are all true. And over there, it says that he was learning, Reb Zalman of Lerner, he was very weak and sick. He was learning, and then he realized he needed a sefer to understand the text that he was studying. And he went to go get the sefer from the bookshelf, and he saw that it fell behind the bookshelf. The bookshelf was a couple hundred pounds. So it says that he went, opened up Parshas Nitzavim, and he started reading, Lei b'shemayim hi. And he started reading it. She'ilu ha'isa b'shemayim, ha'yisit tzarech la'alas achar l'lamda. And he started reading this Rashi and taking it to heart. And again, he was setting it again and again and again. And he got himself riled up and he got himself full of energy from reading this Rashi. If it would be in the Shemayim, you'd have to go get it. And he kept on screaming at himself, if it'd be in the Shemayim, you'd have to go get it. Until he felt a tremendous surge of energy, ran over to the bookshelf. Hercules lifted up the bookshelf, got the safe route, and put the bookshelf on. So an incredible person has tremendous kaiches. Sometimes we don't tap into it, but he tapped into it with this Rashi. Okay, so according to Rashi, this parsha, it's not far from you. It's going on Torah. And the truth is, many, many Gemaras that go through Shas say that these series of psukim is going on Torah. If you remember from Bav Mitzia and Daf, I believe Nun Tesla Mebez is the famous machlekes of Tanner Shal Achanai. You have a Kli Cheres, it's a Mekabel Toma, unless you broke it and then reassemble it with sand in between, it's a whole technical case of a. And the Gemara wants to know, is it susceptible to Toma or not? So it was a machlekes. Rabbi Eliezer says it's Tahar, and the Chacham say it's Tame. Big machlekes. So it's very dramatic. The Rebbe Lezer says, if I'm right, let the Shemayim prove me I'm right. And a baskel came out from the Shemayim and says, be careful from Rebbe Lezer. He's halacha kamaisi b'chol makim. So the Rebbe Yeshua got up on his feet and said, I don't care about a baskel. Loi b'shemayimi. So again, you see clearly, the Gemara darshins, loi b'shemayimi is going on the Torah, these series of psukim loi b'shemayimi. There's also a Gemara in Ervin on Daf Nun Dalet. Reb Meir was married to a very chashur lady, Reb Chanina ben Tradion's daughter. Her name was Bruya. And there's many stories in the Gemara about Bruya, a very, very chashur lady. The Gemara in Nundalit first has a story. This is incidental, it's not negated to the Shia, but over there, Reb Yasi Aglili met her. And Reb Yasi Aglili says, which way do I go to Lud? Like, how do I get to Lud? And she said, Yaisi, you shaita. You're going to do this in Daf Yomi in less than a month. She said, Galila, you shaita. Al tar b'sicha m'ishoi. You used an extra word. You didn't have to say which way to Lud. You could have said which way is Lud? He used like an extra word, right? And she said, that extra word, Al Tarba Sicha Misha. Okay, the Gemara was, she was very, she knew. She debated with her own husband, Rab Meir, on Yitamu Chaton Min Ha'aretz. Rab Meir was davening at some Rosh Hashadai. She said, don't daven, he should die, daven, he should repent. Yeah, and said he did that, and the guy repented. Anyways, there's another. So, anyways, and on that same Gemara over there, it says that there was a person learning Torah, and he wasn't articulating the words. He was like reading it, like, you know, you read with your mind. And says she kicked him. Right? Imagine you're learning, and you look up, and a lady just kicked you. Like, what? She said, what's up? He said, you have to speak out the words. So again, another Gemara that indicates it's going on Torah. Okay, and then the Gemara on Nunhei in Erevin says another Gemara. Loi mevra mayami, Torah is not found from the people that are traveling overseas. Veloi, it's not found by the Tagranim, it's not found by the Gasiya Ruach. The Gemara gives many drushes how Torah has to be learned with humility and simplicity, and we learn it all from here. So it's clear that according to the Chazal, and that's the way Rashi learned, we're going on Limud Torah. But it's well known, the Ramban in this week's parasha says, what are we talking about? The Ramban and the Sephorno say that this parasha is going on Tshuva. Okay, and the Ramban has proofs, and the Ramban says, and that's why it says at the end of the parasha, Ki karev hadobe lecha ma'oid, beficho belovov chalai soysoy, the Ramban says, She is Vades Avoinem Vesavoina Voisum Efiem, Vyashuvu Belibim El Hashem, Vikabal Aleim Atorla Soysum. That's beficho belovovcha. Right, this is there are different components to tshuva. There's regret, there's confession, and then there's commitment. So some parts of tshuva have to do with your heart, your commitment. You have to commit, I'm not going to do this again. That's bilavavcha. But then there are some parts of tshuva that have to do b'ficha. You have to do it with your mouth. And what the Torah is trying to say is tshuva is not hard. Tshuva is relatively easy. Lay by shemayim hi. Okay, so now, according to the Ramban and according to the Sephorno, how do all these things make sense? Lay by shemayim hi. It's not in the Shemaim. Why would I? Which tshuva is not in the Shemaim? Okay, Torah. Torah is not in the Shemaim. Torah is not far away. Moshe Rabbeinu brought the Torah down here, or you could say Torah without this psukim. You think that Torah is something abstract? It's not true. Torah is something practical that we could study here. But what does it mean? Tshuva is leib Shemaimi. So according to the Sephorno, it means tshuva. You don't need a navi. You don't need to get nevuah. Everybody knows in their heart what they needs to be corrected. You don't need a Navi to tell you. That's why the Forno knows the Psukim. You don't need to go Ev Mayam. You don't go to find out from a... You don't got to go to... You don't get a Kubel to tell you. Everybody knows where he could correct himself. If he wants to think about it. Sometimes it's uncomfortable to think about it. But if a person wants to take the time every day and think about how he could correct himself, he will find it. That's what the Torah is trying to say. According to the Reb Chaim Volozhin, it's very interesting. I was looking, there's a drasha that Reb Chaim Volozhin said during Slichas. He said it exactly 208 years ago to the day. Actually, tomorrow is to the day. But he said exactly, drasha of Slichas is printed in the back. He quotes this Ramban. He says that, you know, besides Zavera, that we have to repent, there's also a cosmic catastrophe we cause every time we do an Avera. So let's say a guy tells you, do me a favor, when you play baseball on the street, don't play next to my car, because you're going to end up breaking a window. And you don't listen and you break my car. So now there's two things. Firstly, you got to say sorry. I warned you. I told you not to do it. So you apologize and you make it good, but the window's still broken. So the same thing. When we do a chait, you know, we can apologize to Hashem for today to tomorrow, but what about the cosmic destruction? We wreaked havoc on the entire universe. So that's what Hashem says, don't worry about it, I'll take care of that. It's Leibah Shemayim. You don't have to go up to Shemayim to fix it. That's what Chaim Volozhin says in his Drashas for Slichas. Okay, so Leibah Shemayim, it's not B'Shemayim, you don't have to go Eva Yam. Tshuva is something, Kikar Ve'lech Adam, Moi B'Fich Abav La'Saisa. So when I first learned this, I thought, okay, these are two valid approaches. One is Rashi, and seems to be the Gemaras and Chazals. That seems to be going on Torah. And then one's the Ramban, just the Sephorno seems to be going, and they're mutually exclusive, and they don't seem to work with each other. But then I realized it's 100% not true. They work together. And let me explain this to you. You know, we just said in Shmoneh Esrei, Hashiveinu avinu l'sarisecha, v'karveinu malkinu avidisecha, v'hachzireinu b'shuv v'shalem v'necha. There seems to be some kind of connection between Torah and Tshuva. I have a sefer called Milos HaTorah. It's written by Rabbi Avram, the brother of the Gra. Okay? Now he wrote a sefer, and he starts with a sefer even before he gets into the sefer. He says, you know, in a different sefer I spoke about tshuva. In this sefer I spoke about Torah. He says, because tshuva and Torah go together. Mipnei shematzinu shekol ike geder tshuva v'al haschaloso hu ha-Torah shetesala. You need Torah together with tshuva. Now, what does this mean? So when we talk about tshuva, there's really two different things that we could speak about. You could speak about atonement when you speak about tshuva, how Hashem is going to be meichel you, right? That itself could be understood in two different ways. You don't want the punishment from Hashem, or you want to be more positive. You want that closeness with Hashem. And when we sin, we disappointed Him. We withdraw ourselves from away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we do tshuva, first of all, Hashem is going to guarantee us we're not going to get that punishment that He guarantees for those who rebel against Him. And we could come back to Hashem. Shuv Yisrael ad Hashem lekecha, we could come back. That's one, when you talk about tshuva, that's one discussion. But then there's another discussion. Making lasting change in a person. This is a very important philosophical question that the philosophical books in Klai Yisrael, the Mabit, and Joshua Beis Halevi, they all discuss that we keep on seeing that people don't change. Just look around in our lifetimes. People generally don't change. And when you talk about tshuva, and you talk about tshuva, a person changing himself. So, when you're talking about that, that needs Torah. And I'm going to explain it the way Rabbi Yeruchim Levavitz says it. Rabbi Yeruchim Levavitz is the Mashgiach of the Mir. He says an unbelievable idea. So he says like this, Bikesh, Gemara Bava Basra, in the first parak, Bikesh Iyav Lifter is called the Olam Adin. Iyav wanted to get the entire world off the hook from any chait. And he said like this, Amar Lefan, Ribbani Shalom, Iyav says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Barasa Shar Parsaisiv Sidugais, you made ox with their split hooves, Barasa Chamar Parsaisiv Kalutis, you made donkeys with an unsplit hoof. It looks like the hoof is solid. Barasa Gan Eden, Barasa Gehenna, Barasa Tzadik, and Barasa Rishon. Mi Ma'akev Ayadcha. Who's stopping you? What was Eve's Taina? You basically hardwired people to do chait. There are people that their nature is good. And there are people their nature is bad. So you hardwired people to do chait. It's like he's asking, sounds like kfirah. He's asking Hashem. People don't have free will. You hardwired them. Okay, and what did Eve's friends answer him? The Gemara says, Af ata tofa yira v'tigra sicha, the Gemara quotes a pasuk, Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yetzahara, Baruch Lo Torah Tavlin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Yetzahara, but He made a Torah Tavlin. That means the Gemara is acknowledging that Eve's taina is a good taina. People are hardwired to do sin. They didn't say to him, oh, you're a kaifer, what are you saying? People have free will. That's not the answer to Eve. You know what the answer is? Baruch Hu Yetzahara, Baruch Hu Torah Tavlin. That you were right. People are hardwired to do sin. So how do we ever change? We're hardwired. Well, eventually, you could play whack-a-mole. You could try to, you do this or anything, you try to stop it, pops up somewhere else. Right? You start working on Lashon Hara, then people, you start working on Lashon Hara for a few days, and some other Avera pops up, and you start working on that. So you're like the amusement park where the heads pop up, and you have to smash the heads. But eventually, we're going to keep on doing chait. So what's, and they said, you're right about that. You're 100% right. The only thing is, Barasi Yetzahara, Barasa Torah Tavlin. And the way Rabbi Yeruchim explains is the following. Besides the laws of the Torah, Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with Torah. Istakel Baraisa Bari Alma, he quotes the Mishanavis, Chaviv and Yisrael, Shenitilem Kli Chemda. Klai Yisrael is gewaldic. Klai Yisrael is very lucky. How lucky are we? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, and Hashem created the world with the Torah. What does that have to do with me? If the Torah is good, it's great. We have the Torah. What's the difference to me that Hashem used it to create the world? The way Rabbi Ruchim explains it is just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all phenomena with the Torah, a person can literally recreate himself with the Torah. And that's the idea of the Ramban and Rashi going side to side. Ramban is, if you learn the context of the Pesukim, Ramban is right. We're talking about, the Parsha is talking about Tshuva. But what the Torah is trying to emphasize is, how do you do tshuva? How is it v'shavta ad Hashem lekecha? How do we recreate ourselves? And Chazal understand that nekud of tshuva is idea Torah. So for example, Chazal learned out from this pasuk in Ervin that you have to speak the words of Torah. That's right. Because in order to affect, to have the effect that Torah should change ourselves, you have to say the words, like Ramchal says in the Sefer Derech Eitz Chaim. If Torah is called the fire, the Ramchal says it's like a coal. You ever start a campfire and you, like the coals are on fire, you take something and you wave You billow it and you blow on it until the fire erupts from it. That's literally what we could accomplish through Torah. You know, if you're just sitting back, or even, it's very nice, you come to a shir, you come to my shir, it's very, very nice. But when you want Torah to have an effect with you, that you, there are certain conditions and rules. One of the conditions and rules is to speak the words of Torah. The Ramchal says to review the words of Torah, to get clear the words of Torah. So the more Torah we learn, the more it ignites our neshamas. So that's what the Mishnah Avos means. These are the words, these are the letters that God created the world with. If it could recreate a world, it could recreate the person from within. So that's the idea. When the Torah says, Ki karev eilecha adavim yed b'fich levav ka la'saisim, we're talking about tshuva. But which chelik of tshuva? When we're talking about tshuva affecting change within each of us, it's ayidei the Torah. The Torah has this special, special magic. Rabbi Sol Salanter talks about it. The magic of the Torah, how it could change us from within.
Wow. Yeah. Beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Okay, now we're just to see how to do it.
Okay. Now we, right. So we're